Heather Schalk is here from Blanchard Valley Health System. She is volunteer services manager. You're going to need some volunteers to help make all of this happen, and we'll get to that here in just a bit. But how exciting is this to have this facility open again? We've been talking about it. Folks who may have driven by on what used to be Technology Drive, now Wellness Way, have seen the construction going on. A lot of it has been kind of interior.
Right.
With construction. But the refurbishment of what used to be, folks may remember, as the Microsoft building, but now ready to throw open the doors. How exciting is this?
It is. It is. And thanks for having me today. Super exciting for our health system, from associates to the community. Obviously, a huge opportunity for volunteers.
Yeah.
It's a 75,000 square foot facility. So as you can imagine, there's going to be some movement. That's where the volunteers come into play.
Yeah. I know that there are a lot of things when the campus is fully open, and the second part is going to open in January, so then it'll be, you know, kind of fully operational, if you will. But from what I understand, the endocrinology, diabetes, rheumatology, that is part of this first phase.
Correct.
That would be opening on Monday. But some of the other things that the campus will allow for our testing, primary care, testing, that kind of thing. I know the rehab and sports medicine, the Julie Cole Rehab and Sports Medicine, is going to be located in this campus. Is all of that part of this first phase, or
no?
How much of that is coming, you know, with the second part in January?
Right. So the first entrance is opening, like you said, on Monday, and that'll just be endoscopy, rheumatoid, primary care. So, and then the other section, the bigger section of the building, will host your lab, your, you know, OT, PT, and that's going to be in middle of January.
Okay. So this is, it's not a full hospital, with overnight stays and things like that, obviously no inpatient stuff, but short of that, this is pretty expansive. It's almost like opening up a whole entire new healthcare facility.
Right. It is something very new for our organization. It's almost as a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
So if you come to your primary care, you need labs with that visit. You might need to see, you know, get medicine or whatnot. It's all right there versus going to this place for this, the lab for this.
So I think it's a drive across town.
It's right,
just a walk down the hall.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of the idea, is to make that a one-stop shop. Obviously, a lot of benefits for patients, but also for Blanchard Valley Health System, I would imagine, to have everything there in that one location.
Right. I think it's really going to change our flow, our communication, the way we do things internally, and then just provide some simplicity for the patients.
Yeah. So as we mentioned, a lot of opportunities for volunteers. So what are volunteers going to be doing at this new campus?
So they'll play a huge role, because this is new. Everyone's going to be a little confused in the beginning.
Right.
So we're really relying on the volunteers just to provide that friendly face, take time to say, okay, here's where you need to be. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like going to the airport where, all right, we're here, we have all the things.
Now what?
Yeah. So we're hoping the volunteers they'll do the greeting. They'll work with the staff to really help the flow of the patient traffic, especially in the beginning. And then as we open up the other facility, like I mentioned, there will be a need to get patients. Well, really, you needed to be over there. So we're going to rely on the volunteers to get the patients where they need to be.
And how would someone volunteer for one of those positions? Obviously, that's not the only way of volunteering, but how would someone do that?
Right. We've got several volunteer opportunities open across the health system. This is obviously a big one with the need.
Right.
If you go to the health system's public website, in the search area, just type in volunteer. It'll show all of our opportunities. The option to apply online is right there, or they can call and we'll reach out to them and bring them on.
Are there any special skills or anything that's needed that, you know, people need to bring to the table on this?
For this specific role at Wellness Park, you'll certainly want to be one who loves walking, movement,
right.
No physical limitations, because it is going to be rather physical.